Shalom Aleichem from Yerushalayim, Yir HaKodesh. It's still Bein Hazmanim. Normally we don't give Shmuzin in Bein Hazmanim, but the Olam, the Mevakshei Hashem, wanted more. And we were learning the sugyas of tzitzis and tefillin and opening ourselves up to things that we're doing every single day, but trying to find more meaning in them. And it's really been unbelievable. The last thing we talked about was tefillin. That tefillin, we're attaching ourselves to the Dvar Hashem. And we're remembering that we are attached to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Rambam even writes in Perek Dalet of Hilchas Tefillin something incredible. Kedushas Tefillin, Kedusha Gedoylihi. Tefillin have incredible Kedusha. Shekolz man sha Tefillin al Reisha Shaladim v'alzroi. The whole time that a person's wearing tefillin on his head, on his arm, hu anav v'yare. What does that mean? It's mashma in the Rambam that when you put on the tefillin, you are a yare shemayim, you are an anav. Where's the work? The guy didn't take out a mesilas yesharim, he just put on his tefillin. Ve'eno nimshach b'schoik u'besicha b'teila, and he's not someone who follows jokes. What do you mean? This guy loves a good joke. I don't know what's going on. Ubesicha b'teila, and he doesn't battle. Ve'eno mahar b'machshavas rose, and he doesn't have bad thoughts. Sounds like a malach. Elo mefane liboy ledivrei emes v'atzedek. He engages in things that are true, in things that are right. Incredible. Lefichach tzorach ha'adam lishtab liyosum lev kol yom shemitzvasin kachi. Therefore, you have to wear your tefillin all day as much as possible. In the times of the Rambam, they actually did. There's certain people today who still wear their tefillin for extended periods of time. But what's pshat in the Rambam? The Rambam's not telling you to take out a mesilas yesharim. The Rambam says when a person puts on tefillin, they're not interested in sicha b'teila. They have a certain sense of humility. They have a pachad from Bayre Olam. What's pshat? The pshat is that they're tapping into a part of themselves that they didn't know they had. They're accessing something else. And the Rambam says the more the merrier. If a person could wear tefillin all day, he would taka be a different person. I don't know if this really happens to us as much as it should. The Rambam says it's happening. I don't know if we let it happen to ourselves. But the truth is, everyone knows that when they're wearing tefillin, they feel a little bit different. If their friend asks them something, even if they're not machbid, to not have what we would call conversation with their tefillin on, but there's a certain uneasiness when the tefillin are on to have any type of conversation, to speak Lashon Hara Chas V'Shalom, to make a joke with your tefillin on. And a person might just think it's because they were taught that the tefillin is Kaddish. But the answer, according to the Rambam, is no. When the tefillin's on you, you're Kaddish. You're attached. You realize that life is more than a good joke. Life is more than being mafana libo levatala, than just the chill. Life is deeper and we get strapped to that mitzvah. And that was the amazing point that we learned about tefillin. That tefillin reminds us that we have an attachment to Torah. And we really essentially did the mitzvah of tzitzis, which is a Jewish identity as we discussed. Tefillin, which is also not just identifying with mitzvahs, but identifying with Torah, the Dvar Hashem. And there's a third mitzvah which we have to discuss. The mitzvah of mezuzah. Why am I picking these three mitzvahs? The answer is, there's a Gemara. The Gemara in Menachah says, it's brought down by the Rambam in Hilchas Mezuzah, Soif Perek Vav. Amru Chachamim, kol mi sheyesh loy tefillin b'roishay b'zroyay. V'tzitzis b'bigdoy, u'mezuzah b'pischoy. Someone who wears tzitzis, puts on tefillin, and has a mezuzah at the Pesach of his bayis, at the opening of his house. Muchzuk lo shelo yechta. He has a chazaka that he won't do chet. Incredible. The Rambam here learns that it's an idea of reminders, that you have so many reminders. You look, you see your tzitzis. You look on to the left, you see, to your right, depending whether you're left or right, you see your tefillin shel yad, your tefillin shel rosh is on the top, and then you have your mezuzah. You have all these mazkirim. But the way we've been learning, it's about identity. when a person has tzitzis to identify with, tefillin to identify with, and now what we're going to discuss, mezuzah on his bias, he's going to be a different person. And it is true, we do all these mitzvahs all the time, but we do them in a way where we're not activating what they have to offer. So let's discuss mezuzah. And I know you're probably wondering, how are we going to have a shmooze where we're going to get chizuk when we're talking about a mezuzah, right? We're going to make history here. We are now going to see how mezuzah speaks to our generation, how it speaks to everyday challenges that we have. A mezuzah is called choivas hadar. The halacha is, you have a house, you are a dar, you have a dira, you have to place a mezuzah on that Pesach. The mezuzah is Shema, Vayim Shemoa. It reminds you that of Yichud Hashem, and it reminds you of Schar and Oynesh. That's what a mezuzah does. Chovas Hadar. It's an obligation for someone who has a home. And when you have a home, you have to know what's in the home. The living room, the kitchen, the dining room, the playroom, right? Building a home with an architect, you have to know all these different aspects of what you want. So it could be your home, right? We always want to feel at home, at home. That's the goal of a home, is to feel at home. And just like that's true in the gashmias of the house, people who like carpeting have carpeting. People who like wooden floors, they get their wooden floors. Whatever you want to feel at home in your house is what you do in your home. And if someone doesn't like it, they can get out of here because it's not their home. They come for a suit or they leave. But in my home, I do things the way I want. I put whatever art I want up. I put up whatever gedolim speak to me. It's my home. And the home is supposed to be a place that's safe. That's safe. That you have home court advantage. That you feel at home. Not just in your physical safety. You could put in an alarm system. But more than that, in our ruchnius, our home is supposed to be the place that's most conducive to our growth in ruchnius. And that's not too hard to do because it's your house. And you can decide what you want your house to be like. You could decide what svarim are available to you. You could decide, again, what gedolim you're going to put on the walls. It's your home. But there's one very dangerous part of a home. And that's very hard to control. And that is the Pesach Habayis, the opening of the home. Because an opening can allow things from the outside in. And even though it's your home, but if there's an opening, there could be trouble. Now, of course, openings of houses and doors of houses are very good. Because otherwise, like we know from Corona, you'd be stuck at home. If there was no opening, you'd never be able to get out there, do your thing, to go to yeshiva, to go to kollel, to go to work, to do a maisa mitzvah for your friends. You'd never be able to leave. And we need openings of homes. But those openings are dangerous also. Are dangerous also because things can get in from the outside. When there's an opening, there's trouble. But one time, I had a terrible toothache. All of a sudden, I'm sitting in the middle of kollel years ago. Terrible toothache. And I went to my dentist, who's a Yid, a tzaddik, very impressive person. And he loves to tell me Divrei Torah. And he showed me in the x-ray that there was a little hole. I had a root canal done maybe a decade before. But they didn't fill in one little hole in that root canal. And it developed an infection 10 years later. 10 years later. And he said, this is very dangerous to have any type of hole. He brought a beautiful raya. My dentist, we're quoting the dentist over here. In Yerushalayim, Eraklinus, you can quote dentists. This is the type of city that we live in. He said, Mechaleleha mois yumas, right? Which means if you're Mechal Shabbos, Rachmana Letzlan, there's death. But he said the word Mechalel means hole. A halal is a cavity. And he really was mechavin to the Zohar. The Zohar HaKadosh says that if a person mechal Shabbos, they're creating a hole in Shabbos. And he says, whenever there's a hole, there's danger. And it's so true. It's so true. Whenever a person does any type of surgery, if they're going to ever open up the person, they need to be sterile. Any type of germs could come in. So many things could happen. And we need protection. We need protection. The definition of a home is something that protects us. I go in and I lock the door and I have the key. No one else can get in. That's the definition of a home also in our ruchnius. And this is why the word, the mezuzah is there. The mezuzah is there as a statement of what comes into this home. Of what comes in. What comes in? Something that's shayach to Yichud Hashem. Something that's shayach to Schar V'Onesh. It defines the Pesach HaBayis. It defines what this house is about, what we allow here, and what we don't allow here. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu actually joins us, kiviyachol, like you have these bouncers on the outside not letting people in. The mezuzah is there to be a bouncer, if we could say such a thing. The Rekanti writes the word mezuzah is same osius. Mezuzahs, the osius of mezuzahs is zaz maves, removing danger. Removing danger. And there are two types of danger that a mezuzah removes. The mezuzah removes physical danger, and this is why it's not strange that people check their mezuzahs when something goes wrong in the house. It's not superstitious. It bothers me very much when people say that checking mezuzahs is something superstitious. I was by Rav Chaim Kanievsky a few times, and he says to check the mezuzahs. Why? Because the mezuzah is not just some skula that somebody made up. The mezuzah is the shmira of the bayis. And if there's ever danger in the home, we have to check what's guarding the pesach, habayis, the psachim, the openings. That's the mezuzah. And it doesn't just guard the gashmius, it guards the ruchnius too. And it's amazing, amazing, amazing remez also. We have a minog to put a shakai on the outside of the parchment of the mezuzah. It's not me'ikar adin, according to the etzem chiyuv of mezuzah. We just need the parshias of mezuzah. But for some reason, we have a shakai. We have a shakai. The shame of Hashem. And you can see it on many mezuzahs. It's available to see. And the kolboy and the darche moshe say something incredible. The word shakai, which is a shem Hashem, shin, and then a dalet, and then a yud, stands for shomer diras Yisrael. Shomer diras Yisrael, the one who guards homes of Klal Yisrael. Now, it sounds very nice, but the way my Rabbeim taught me is that we don't learn things superficially, and this sounds very cute, but the Torah is not cute. The Torah is amok amok miyim se'ena. There's no gvul to the amkus of the Torah. And it says in the Kolboy and the Darchei Moshe that somehow the name Shakai of Hashem is tied to guarding our houses. What does the name Shakai have to do with guarding our houses? And what does this have to do with us essentially? So listen to something incredible. Something incredible. This Chiddush was here in this home, and it was mechazig me, even though we're not in yeshiva, but the chiddush filled me up. Sometimes chidushim fill you up, especially when you feel like they're emes. What is the shame shakai? Chazal tell us, the Gemara in Chagiga, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the world was expanding like spools of thread. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, stop! Hashem screamed at the world to stop. And Ad Sheomer, die. Shakai, the Shem Shakai, stopped the world. The word Shakai, which is the name of Hashem, is the name of Hashem that stops things. Shedai. Enough. The word die means enough. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu stopped the world. Shakai. And the power to stop something, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows his gvura and takes something that's trying to get in, that's trying to attack, that's trying to take over and says, enough! Stop! That's the Shem Shakai. And it's amazing. That's exactly what a mezuzah is doing. A person has a home and they're making decisions. What do we want in our home? What type of environment? What types of things? What type of reading material? What types of technology? What types of people? What types of friends do we want in this house? And a person comes and says, die! I'll let this, but not that. I'm willing for this, but not for this. I have gvul. I have a decision-making process of what could be here and what can't. It's my home. The mezuzah represents having a value of how to build a home. That there are two things. There's what I'm willing to deal with in the workplace. What I'm willing to deal with in the world. What types of people I'm wanting to deal with. And then there's what is going to be my home. What is going to be the place where my wife, my children, myself will flourish in a greenhouse that we can call home, where we will have home court advantage. Everywhere else in the world, we might be making concessions. We'll be going to our parents for Bein Hazmanim. We'll be going to our in-laws for Bein Hazmanim. We will be making concessions. If they want our kids to watch Mickey Mouse when we leave, I told you not to show them Mickey Mouse. It's just Mickey Mouse. What do you want? Right? That's our problem, because we left our houses. And when you leave your house, you don't have home court advantage. But what about in our own house? Do we want Mickey Mouse? What do we want in our homes? And it's all about the Pesach HaBayis, that entranceway, and the four walls that are barriers that are creating a place to grow. And if a person has a home, there's bracha. The Skulener Rebbe, many years ago, I went to see the Skulener Rebbe with my father. And he said, you know, there are people who come to me for brachas, but they have klalas in their home. I don't want to say what he called the klalas, but he said they had klalas. He goes, what do they want me to give them? What kind of bracha? L'chaim vilamavis? L'bracha vilaklala? We don't realize sometimes, right? The mezuzah's there on the outside, and sometimes on the inside, there are things that we brought in. We said, mezuzah, step aside. I'd like to bring this in. I'd like to bring that in. I'd like to do that. And we're expecting that type of shmira in Ruchnius and Gashmius when we were the ones who took the bouncer and pushed him aside and said, I want this and I want that. It's an issue of values. I remember I was walking with one of the great mekubalim of the generation into a home of a gvir. A very impressive gvir who's a big toimech Torah, a big lave for Klal Yisrael. And I was walking with him, and he's looking around the house. It was a giant house in Yerushalayim, Yer HaKodesh. And he started laughing. And I said, Rebbe, what's so funny? And he said, the walls in this house are screaming Avos HaTorah! Screaming Avos HaTorah! Can you imagine to have a house that you were successful to saturate the walls with Avos HaTorah? That the walls themselves, to whoever's able to see it, whoever's able to hear it, could hear the walls screaming, we love Torah! That requires a lot of decision making of what the home is going to be. That describes what we're doing when we're building this house. What comes in and what doesn't. And today, the world of the home is disappearing. Because we're able to be anywhere and everywhere in our homes. A person can be in his home and see from one side of the world to the next. They don't need to leave, right? During all this time where people were cooped up in their homes, how did we respond? By accessing the entire world, right? We didn't just stare at the wall. People, you know, all the stock, Zoom stock jumped up, right? Every single way of getting out of the home jumped up. And there are good reasons for that. And there are brachas to that. There was so much availability of Torah and so much chinuch going on. There were school teachers, ganenets, helping out with the 3-year-olds, the 4-year-olds. Gewaltig! Gewaltig! But we still have to appreciate what happened over here. The challenge is enormous. Now the home does not have home court advantage. Now the home has those distractions. You know, it used to be when a wife would call a husband at work or wherever he is, he goes, "We'll discuss this when I get home. We'll discuss this when I get home. We'll discuss this when I get home." Right? Now, you know, and I'm zocheh to speak to a lot of young marrieds. I speak to them. They sit down with me. They say, "We have a problem. When my husband comes home, he's on his phone. As soon as he gets home, he plops himself on the couch and he's on his phone. I can't talk to him." And one couple even developed a beautiful system. As soon as the husband comes home, he puts his phone into a box. He puts it into a box. That's exactly the mezuzah. That's exactly the mezuzah. The mezuzah is recognizing what should come in, what should go out, and how we can build things from the inside. From the inside. And it's amazing. Something really bothered me. We saw this kolbo, the Darche Moshe, that Shakai is Shomer Diras Yisrael. But Rav Chaim Vital, at the end of Sefer HaKlalim, says, Shakai is Roshe Tevos, Shomer Delosos Yisrael, the one who guards the doors. Now, you might think that this is not a big deal. Who cares if it says Shomer Diras Yisrael or Shomer Delosos Yisrael? But it's a very big deal, and I'll tell you why. The Kolbo and the Darche Moshe have a beautiful way of describing something that shayach to the mezuzah. There's a chovas hadar. The mezuzah is an obligation on someone who dwells in a house. So therefore, shomer diras Yisrael is shayach to mezuzah. But Rav Chaim Vital is talking about shomer dlasos, guarding of doors. There's no halacha that you need a door for a mezuzah. At least the way we paskin, you just need an opening. So why would Rav Chaim Vital say that the shakai on a mezuzah represents Shomer Delosos Yisrael, the doors? Good question. And I was thinking something incredible is going on over here. Rav Chaim Vital is teaching us what a mezuzah is. A mezuzah is a door. What do I mean? If you have an opening to a house without a door, then everyone just comes in and comes out. The whole meaning of an opening of a house is only good and meaningful and able to do what it's supposed to when there's a deles, when there's a door that says, "No, you can't come in. You can bang all you want. Let me in, let me in. Let me in, let me in. No, I'm not letting you in." When I have a deles on my Pesach, there's a decision-making process, what comes in and what comes out. There's a control over here. That's what the mezuzah is saying we're supposed to have in our homes. We're supposed to have a home where there's a real process, a filtration process of what comes in. And the truth is, we've been talking all about this issue of the mezuzah guarding. But you know, this is a little bit problematic, what I've been saying this whole time. You'll excuse me for saying that. But it's against a Rambam. It's against a Rambam. Well, I just said mezuzah is not a school law, and Rav Chaim Kanievsky says check your mezuzahs. And well, there's a Rambam. Let's see. The Rambam says in Hilchos Mezuzah, in Perek Hey Halacha Dalet, he says that whoever writes Shemos and Shemus of Malachim and different things on their mezuzahs. It's very bad. Why? What's the issue? She'elu hatipshim. These fools. What's their problem? Lo dilem shebitlu a mitzvah. Not only are they mevatel the mitzvah, the Rambam holds it could passel the mezuzah by adding all sorts of things. Ela she'osin mitzvah gedolah shu yichud shmo shehakadosh baruch hu. They're taking a mitzvah that reminds you that Hashem is one. Ba'avaso ba'avadasa. Vavodaso, and the loving Hashem and serving Hashem, ki'ilu hi kameya, treating it like it's some sort of magical amulet, lahanoyas atzman, to protect them, kemosha ola liba masecha, like their foolish minds think. The Rambam is saying you're not supposed to believe that the mitzvah of mezuzah is a shmira? Frek the Kesef Mishnah, on the spot. He says, the Gemara says, in Avodah Zarah, in Yud Aleph, Uncleus Hager told the Romans that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not like a regular king that stays inside the house and we guard on the outside. But the mezuzah shows that we're on the inside and the king is guarding from the outside. You see clearly from what Uncle Isager said, that the yisoid of mezuzah is the shmira, that it guards. And he brings another raya from the Gemara in Menachas Lamed Gimel Amud Beis, that why do you put the mezuzah by the tefach samach to Rishus HaRabim, Amar Rav Huna, my time ki hechid in natre, so it should guard you from the Rishus HaRabim. So you can't argue on these things. So what is it? Is the mezuzah a shmira? The Rambam says, Chas v'shalom, what's going on over here? So I was thinking of Teretz, and b'siyata d'shmaya gedoyla. I found a much better Teretz with what I'm trying to say is included in this Teretz in the Maharal, in the Siv Avodah Perek Tesvav. And that is the following. That what's the yisoid of the mezuzah? The Rambam says, again, the Maharal says the yisoid, doesn't say in the Rambam, but I'm using it to explain the Rambam. The Rambam writes that what's the godless of a mezuzah? Says the Rambam in Perek Vav, Halacha Yud Gimel, Chayev Adam Lizar b'mezuzah mipnei shu chovas hakol tamid. B'kol eishi yikones v'yetze. Anytime you go in and out of the house, Yifka b'yichud shmoy shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You'll encounter the unity of Hashem, the parshias of the mezuzah. V'yizkor ha'avasel, you'll remember the love of Hashem. V'yeyer me'sheinasel, you'll wake up from your sleep. V'shkiyasu behevel ha'azman, and all the narishkites, incredible alarm clock. According to the Rambam, you walk into your house, huh, mezuzah, and all of a sudden you forget all the narishkite, everything, reality check. That there's nothing else in the world other than knowing Hashem. Says the Rambam that you confront your reality. Now, what's the Rambam saying over here? The Rambam says that that you encounter Yichud Hashem, and then all of a sudden you think about how ridiculous everything is. What does that have to do with Hashem being one? Right? If I see that Hashem's one, you're right. It says on my mezuzah, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. So why does that make me stop thinking about Narishkeit, loving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, realizing that there's only one thing with Yediyas Hashem? The answer is Pashut. It doesn't mean just that Hashem is one. It means Hashem is the only one. There are so many times in life where we think there's Hashem in this, there's Hashem in that. No! Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad means there's one show in town. There's one purpose to the Bria. There's one reason that we came here for 120 years. There's only one. And when someone confronts that reality and realizes that Hashem is the king, everything else falls away. That's the Rambam's mezuzah. Okay, but what does that have to do with Shmira? The Rambam says there's no Shmira. But the Gemara says there is Shmira. And the answer that the Maharal says, he doesn't ask this question this way, but he's essentially answering the question himself, is that when a person puts these parshiyos at their door and they set up Hashem as the melech of their house, we're saying this house, you go to the door, you go to that opening, and you'll see a rule book of what comes into this house. You'll see a rule book of how this house is run. You'll see, right? You know, like they have in amusement parks, all the rules. You have to be this tall to ride this ride, right? If you have this type of, if you have asthma, if you have a heart condition, v'chule, v'chule, right? You can't go any further. That's the mezuzah. The mezuzah is there to say, Borei Olam is in charge of this home. This is a kosher home. And when a person sets up the king at his doorway, then it's exactly what Uncle Hager said. If we make Hashem at Har Pesach HaBayis, then there's no greater Shmira. The Rambam's saying that the goal of mezuzah is not Shmira, that the mezuzah is a Shmira. Of course it's Shomer on us. But the tachlis of the mezuzah is to realize that Hashem stands by our door. And what that means to me is that my life should be different. That I should be connected to being Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And I should be making a place for Hashem. And the Maharal in Kedushin, in Chidushi HaGadah, says this is exactly what happened by the Korban Pesach. When we put the dam by the mezuzahs. And nothing could happen to us. We put it on the posts. You know what it says when you put the dam of a korban at your mezuzah? Says the Maharal, you're saying nothing can come into my house except for Borei Olam. So the Malach HaMavis had to skip. He wasn't allowed inside. There was a bouncer! She'im kedugmaso. We don't allow evil here. You're the Malach HaMavis. Goodbye. We don't allow the Yetzirah here. We don't allow the Malach HaMavis here. We don't allow the Satan here. Go to the next house. Because that's the way we build homes. And the Maharal in Shabbos says that when we get to Olam Haba, Olam Haba's most like our homes. He's explaining what mezuzah is, and he says that Olam Haba is going to really be the way we set up our homes. We know that each person has a special place in Olam Haba, a special living quarters, a dira, right? A madura, a special place to be. And he says, how we build our homes is what our Olam Haba is going to look like. It's our environment in life. What type of environment do we want? What type of environment do we want for ourselves? What type of environment do we want for our wives and children? What type of place do we want to call home? And could there be a greater identity than what I call home? Than what's homey that feels like home? That is home! And this is what we've been working on. It's been amazing what we've done. We've talked about the identity of tzitzis, the identity of tefillin, and the identity of mezuzah, of what we could call home, what we should call home, and Be'ezrat Hashem, what we will call home. And we should all be zeicha at whatever point, those who are married who are listening, and those who are Be'ezrat Hashem going to be married, we should all build Batim ne'emanim b'Yisrael, homes that are ne'eman, that are true, places that reflect that we could have decided what comes in and what comes out, what should be here, what shouldn't be here, so that we could all develop and grow and steig, and we should all be zeicha to be nichnas into this Elul, the Elulzman, with a new sense of identity. Elul's about really identifying what's important in life, and we've been working on this. And Be'ezras Hashem, we should have all the hashbos, toivas, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu should remove all the gzeiros rose, and we should be chayzer. We should return to our bati knesius and our bati midrashius, and see Mashiach sinkenu b'mhirv yameinu with the bias hagadol hazeh kol tuv sameach.